A new report shows a growing wait list for mental health treatment in jail. And the Oklahoma State Department of Education debuts its budget request for this legislative session. Details on that and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, January 27th. I'm McDaniels. Court-appointed monitors warn the state is falling behind on promised reforms as hundreds remain jailed while awaiting mental health care. Sierra Pfeiffer gives the latest updates on Oklahoma's competency restoration system.
A new report shows 218 people were waiting in jail for mental health treatment as of mid-January. That's up from 138 people in November, despite court-ordered reforms to speed up the process. A federal lawsuit filed against the state is mandating the fixes. It accuses the state of violating the civil rights of people with severe mental illness by leaving them in jail without treatment that would allow their cases to proceed. The Department of Mental Health has already been fined more than $3 million for missing deadlines. Independent consultants monitoring the agency's progress say required plans to speed up treatment still don't exist, pilot jail-based programs haven't launched, and key data remains unreliable. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The Oklahoma State Department of Education debuted its budget request for the 2026 legislative session Monday. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on what new State Superintendent Lyndall Fields is asking lawmakers for this year.
In a stark contrast to Fields' predecessor, former Superintendent Ryan Walters, there were no $3 million asks for classroom Bibles or $500,000 asks to train school staff to carry firearms. Instead, Fields is asking for one thing, an increase of $23 million for the Flex Benefit Allowance, which is the amount the state gives districts to fund educators' health insurance.
That number goes up every year. When you think about the number of educators, even a $10 a month increase to the Flex Benefit Allowance, over tens of thousands of educators easily adds up.
Fields presented lawmakers with data on items like teacher compensation and per pupil spending, but did not make either part of his budget ask. He says given the short time he has been in his role as superintendent, the Flex Benefit Allowance increase is what he can, quote, confidently say is what we need. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Open primary advocates have reached a red letter day. Monday, they submitted the signatures they've collected in support of a state question. Elizabeth Caldwell reports the group is ready for challenges.
Nonprofit Oklahoma United needs 173,000 verified signatures to advance a state question about open primaries to voters. The group says they've surpassed that number in raw signatures, but are expecting the state to raise questions.
We expect challenges with every single thing we do, so yeah. Yes, we're definitely expecting challenges. We have that baked into our process and our timeline.
That's Margaret Kobos, founder of Oklahoma United. Supporters like Kobos say open primaries will help less extreme candidates get elected because it will be easier to vote across the aisle. Detractors say moderation is not guaranteed and a minority party can dominate if votes on the other side are split between many candidates. In Tulsa, I'm Elizabeth Caldwell.
Governor Kevin Stitt is hoping to help the state meet new federal mandates related to Food and Health Care Benefit Administration in an executive order issued Monday. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details.
Stitt's latest executive order aims to combat fraud, eliminate benefit reliance, and promote self-sufficiency through job development, according to a Monday press release. The order requires the Oklahoma Department of Human Services, the Healthcare Authority, and the Employment Security Commission to audit their agency's error rates, fraud protocols, and eligibility rules within 90 days of the order, and to share their findings with Stitt and state lawmakers. Separately, agencies have 120 days to apply for waivers to reduce federal bureaucracy associated with welfare benefit administration, and 180 days to submit implementation plans, followed by annual public reports. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.